Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
To dish you some exciting entertainment news and celebrity, not gossip, but journalism, darling. So Heidi and Frank are out today, so me and my ATL crew gonna be holding it down for y'all. And sitting in holding it down for Portia is our girl, Eva Marcille.
Hey.
So today you can expect a little shade, lots of laughs, and plenty of ratchet drag, as Gary would say. But y'all, before we get into the show, All-Star Weekend is taking place this weekend in Charlotte, North Carolina. And as you can see, we are rocking our All-Star starter jackets, representing, you know what I'm saying? Gary, what's going on with your jacket? You don't like basketballs?
No, I love it. I wasn't offered one.
What did your jacket say?
Mine said, honey, what men want. I love the movie, and I'm representing
That's perfect for
all
you.
All the wonderful people in the movie.
All-Star Weekend? So. Ball-Star Weekend. Mm.
Okay, anyway, y'all, let's get the show started. Later on, Will Smith reveals why he turned down one of the biggest movies of all time, and Courtney Cox shares how old she was when she lost her virginity, darling. Ooh, and Tone Capone sits down with Russell Hornsby and the cast of Fox's new series, Proven Innocent. But first, Headcrack was popping, baby.
All right, well, Gary, leave it to your family to act the fool.
The Duchess of Sussex, as you call her.
Meghan Markle's estranged sister, Samantha Markle, is coming for George Clooney now, man.
What?
It's about to get ugly. Now, earlier this week, while on a panel, George defended Meghan against the way she's being treated by the press and said, they're just chasing Meghan Markle everywhere. I can't tell you how frustrating it is to see that. Meghan is a woman who is 7 months pregnant, and she's being pursued and vilified and chased in the same way Diana was, and it's history repeating itself, and we've seen how that ends. No harm, no foul there, right?
Yeah.
But he did also fire shots at the Daily Mail for publishing a letter that Meghan allegedly wrote to her father. And, of course, no one had even mentioned her sister Samantha, but she could not resist the urge to dive right on in, and she responded to George Clooney via Twitter saying, hey, Looney Clooney, your lawyer wife should have taught you to not make statements without full facts. I doubt hashtag George Clooney would ghost his mother for no legitimate reason. Be quiet, Georgie.
That's why she said something, because she wasn't being heard, and she just wanted to be in the mix and get her little 15 minutes of fame. It's so stupid.
That is a dysfunctional family. And they always said that people of the European descent were dysfunctional. But she's acting very dysfunctional. I am ashamed of my family.
We all have dysfunction in our own family.
Dysfunction is normal. Like, if your family does not have a touch of dysfunction in it, then something is wrong with
your
family.
Absolutely.
You need the dysfunctional person to separate the normal ones.
Exactly. Oh. That's how you tell the difference.
You just didn't realize it because in your family, you happen to be that one. So you.
I'm the one that carries it all. Exactly. So, you know, I don't see it.
Well, y'all, Will Smith wants to world to know he did everyone a big old favor. The actor revealed in a new YouTube video why he declined the role of Neo in The Matrix. Look at this.
Keanu was perfect. Lawrence Fishburne was perfect. If I had done it, because I'm black, then Morpheus wouldn't have been black. Because they were looking at Val Kilmer. So I was going to be Neo, and Val Kilmer was going to be Morpheus. So I probably would have messed The Matrix up. I would have ruined it. So I did y'all a favor. So I made Wild Wild West.
Well, y'all, The Matrix went on to make over $460 million and two sequels.
Oh.
So would y'all have liked to see Will Smith as Neo?
Nope.
Me neither.
Why not?
Was Wild Wild West a better choice?
No.
Me neither.
Well, now that it happened, you wouldn't want to see him in.
Nah, because we've seen Larry Fishburne do it. So it's like, you know, we love his part.
I totally disagree.
So Larry Fishburne played, like, Morpheus, the guy who taught
him. Oh, Neo was...
Neo was...
Neo was the one.
Keanu Reeves. Oh, no, it couldn't be different.
So here's the thing. So if Will Smith would have took that movie, they would have put Val Kilmer in Larry Fishburne's place.
There you go.
And that role kept Larry Fishburne cool for a few more years.
Yeah,
like,
it did.
Everything worked out the way it needed to work out.
I think that Will Smith would have been a really, really good Neo. Like, a really good Neo.
But I thought Wesley Snipes played
Schaefer,
him in that movie. Wasn't Wesley Snipes in that movie?
No, that was a different
movie. Blade.
That's Blade. But, yeah.
He had a cape.
You don't even watch movies, Gary.
They had a flat top.
Netflix, Gary.
But I thought he had on a black cape, a big old cape and stuff in that movie on Wesley Snipes.
That was Mary Poppins. You're like
Okay, y'all, we all know her name is Courtney Cox, honey, from the show Friends, correct, honey?
Yes. Correct.
Well, baby, she just went on the Late Late Show and revealed some details about when she first got a special friend. Check it out.
I should probably say this, but I will. I was a virgin until I was 21.
Yeah.
I think we can be proud of that.
Yes. That's great.
But I remember I dated the guy for a long time, and my mom was like, okay, I think she's going to be with him for a while, and she sent me a pair of underwear to try to, you know, to womanhood.
Sure, yeah.
And they were called Olga, and I swear the lace was about 3.5-4 inches, and then the cotton part.
Right.
And I was like, but they were so much better than the ones I was wearing, so I was really backwards when it came to that, but, you know.
Now, doesn't it surprise y'all, baby, this girl was 21 years old. She was a virgin until she was 21.
She's a very pretty girl, so I think I'm surprised with how pretty she is, and most likely men have been beating down her door since she was a kid. I feel like, you know, she might have tried a little bit something, but I think it's very nice to see. She sounds wholesome.
But 21, I mean, like, you, Eva, and Brett, I mean, y'all, like, from the hood, 21, is that an old age?
Hold on, bitch. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Hold on now. You always try to slide something in. Where you from, Gary? Where you from?
I'm from Texas.
What part of Texas?
Yeah. Okay.
That's hood.
Okay.
I mean, but y'all know what I mean, you know. 21 is an old age.
21 is a very reasonable age.
You know, I find it so hard to believe, because, like, even when you look at her in the Dancing in the Dark video, like, mm-hmm. when she got pulled out of the crowd by Bruce Springsteen, because it was, like, a live concert video, in my head, they did it. And I found out she was 20 when she did that video.
So she was a virgin.
Yeah.
According to her.
If you play the video in reverse, he puts her back.
Okay, y'all, when you think of really famous people today, one of them has to be Michelle Obama, right?
Yes.
Not only is she one of the most loved first ladies, she's also an author, a fitness advocate, and she's in the middle of a nationwide arena tour. But you know who's not too impressed?
Barack. Her kids.
Her mother.
What?
Huh? That's right. After her appearance on the Grammys with Lady Gaga, Jada Pinkett Smith, Alicia Keys, and J-Lo, Mrs. Obama shared this text from her mom. Eva, you be the mom, and I'm gonna be Michelle, okay? You with me?
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Well, I guess he was hit at the Grammys.
This is so typically you. Did you watch it?
Well, I saw it because Gracie called me. Did you meet any of the real stars? Or did you run out right after it was done?
I told you I was going to be on it.
No, you didn't. I would have remembered that, even though I don't remember much.
I thought I told you. And I am a real star, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Michelle replied with heart emojis. Now, her mother, Marion, is 81 years old. I mean, does this just sound like most older people? You know, do you think she should have been more impressed or interested?
Yo, the way y'all read it was the way it sounded in my head as I was reading the text. you know, like black parents ain't impressed by nothing.
You
were the whole first lady out here in these streets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. She still don't feel like you a star. Right.
For 81 years old, having propped up Michelle and her brother all these years, mama looks amazing.
She does.
But when you don't have to worry about your kids because you know, like, she's in good hands, that takes a
slower.
Big level of stress off your parents.
Because I read Michelle's book, Becoming, and her mom was extremely instrumental and sacrificed a lot, worked double jobs just to help put her kids through school and give them what they had.
When it came out there, I thought they was about to announce they was forming the best super group ever.
Okay.
I was like, what? Lady Mama Law 2019? Okay.
Up next, Regina King is a superstar, but is she also a superhero? Find out whose life she saved right after the break. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up? It's your man, Headcrack. Well, looks like postage rates have gone up again. But thankfully, Stamps.com has our backs. With Stamps.com, you can save 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off priority mail. In addition, Stamps.com automatically calculates and prints the exact amount of postage you need for every package you send. Trust me, you'll never overpay again. But that's not the only great thing about Stamps.com. It also saves you time. I personally love Stamps.com because it makes my life so much easier. Now all the things I would normally do at the post office, I can do from my own personal desk. No more hectic last-minute trips to the post office for me. So that time I'm saving using Stamps.com is simply priceless. And right now, you guys can save time and money too. Stamps.com is offering our viewers a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in DISH. That's Stamps.com. Enter DISH. D-I-S-H.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, actress and Oscar nominee Regina King has had a lot of luck on her side recently as she won multiple awards for her role in the movie If Beale Street Could Talk. And thankfully, that luck was present when Regina had this near miss at a recent Knicks versus Philadelphia 76ers game. Take a look.
Over Regina King grazes her hair.
Oh, my goodness.
But I swear, in that basketball clip, though, when she got kicked, sometimes in my head, she switched into a Boondocks character voice. Like, damn, fool, what are you doing? Straight Huey Riley on him.
Well, y'all must be karma for all of Regina's good deeds in life, because in a recent issue of Vanity Fair, Regina's friend and fellow actress Gabrielle Union talked about how Regina isn't only a great friend and actress, but she's a superhero as well. Mm-hmm. Gabby says that Regina saved her from drowning in a riptide while they were snorkeling together. Gabby told Vanity Fair this about Regina. When I say she literally saved my life that day, she literally saved my life that day. That's who she is. There are very few people that everybody categorically with, and Regina is just one of those people.
Oh.
I love that. So what y'all think about Regina saving Gabby's life?
I think that's so dope.
It sounds like something she
would
do.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, if y'all needed... I happen to be drowning or something like that, and, you know, another dish, one of the cast just happened to see y'all drowning. I mean, would y'all save their lives?
Would I save their lives? Absolutely.
Would you?
Who?
Oh, you turned into an owl. Well, I would save you, Gary.
That would save me?
If you were drowning, I would save you.
To make a long story short, a long outdrawn story short, we would save your ass, Gary. No matter how you feel about us, we know you would let us drown.
I would not let y'all drown. I love y'all. Mm-hmm.
Now, if you fell in the water wearing that jacket, looks very buoyant. All right, y'all, so this next story is going to have y'all tripping. So a dude from Venezuela decided he wanted to throw a house party, right? So when the guests arrived, they thought they was just going to kick back, have a good time and do Venezuelan things, but the host had other plans. At some point in the night, he grabbed the microphone and he had a surprise for all of his guests, especially his girlfriend and best friend of 20 years. Take a look.
Alberto, te conozco por más de 20 años. Eres padre de mi gran hermano y amigo. Pero cortejar a mi mujer es de pocos hombres. Aquí están todos los mensajes. Que Daliana y tú se han pasado. Daliana anda buscando un apartamento de 40 mil dólares y yo le digo que de dónde lo saca. Ya yo sé de dónde lo sacó, de dónde está sacando el apartamento de 40 mil dólares, que tú se lo vas a dar. Alberto y Daliana tienen una relación.
That was intense.
That was so awkward.
Shout out to those people who got up and left, because I think they know this man's temperament.
They was getting ready to go down.
That's good, though. He let them know, damn, I know what the hell y'all doing.
On the mic.
I would have done it, too.
In front of the crowd.
That's my kind of petty, though.
So, like, what's the pettiest way I ever broke up with somebody?
Just vanished, probably.
Yeah, me and Brad are team drifter.
Yeah. I busted a Sex in the City move once. It wasn't particularly a posted, but it was a note, and the note said that I don't want to do this no more.
I just stopped cleaning myself.
Whoa. Like, really?
Well, yeah.
So you made him want to leave?
So, no, he left you.
Yeah, because I did it because I didn't want to be bossed no more.
Can I have some hand sanitizer, Brett? Ew, Gary.
I knew
I smelled something.
You just stopped. I mean, and that's the best way. They don't want to come
no,
back.
No, that's called infection. You know how much can happen to you? Like, nasty.
Anyway, honey. Up next, honey.
Asbestos ass.
Gary with the tuberculosis.
Up next, honey. Our guy from Chicago, Tom Capone, sits down with the stars of Fox's Proven Innocent, and we'll have that for you after the break.
Dish Nation.
We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hello.
Now, homie Tone Capone had the opportunity to visit the set of the new Fox show, Proven Innocent, which premieres tonight on Fox. Take a look.
We find the defendants guilty of the crime of murder of Rosemary Lynch.
10 years after being proven innocent, I now defend the wrongfully convicted.
We're warriors for the innocent.
Hey, what up? It's your boy, Tone Capone with Russell Hornsby. Man, what's happening, my brother?
How you doing?
Part of this cool cast of Proven Innocent, filmed here in Chicago, which I think is super cool. Before we even get into it, why should everybody watch it?
You know, I think when we're talking about Proven Innocent, we're dealing with the wrongfully convicted, right. You know? And I think, you know, justice needs to be served in an unjust world. So, you know, what this show plans to do is just put a spotlight on that.
Now, we're getting ready to play a game now.
Okay.
All right,
here we go.
Guilty as charged or proven innocent, okay? Going on a date with a castmate.
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
Proven innocent.
There we go. Lying to your mom or dad as an adult.
Guilty.
Gotta be guilty.
I would lie about how long I was away so that I didn't get
taking some food from Crab Services.
Oh, I'm guilty like a mug. Are you crazy? Man, let me take
What are you
something.
Taking? What are you taking?
Man, I take what I can. I take it home, put it in the bag. I'm taking stuff from craft service, taking something from catering. Used to get the clam boxes, fill them bad boys up, take them back to the chateau. You crazy? I take some waters. Up until recently, I used to take toilet paper and paper towels.
You shopping.
My wife told me to stop.
Breaking up with someone over text.
Breaking up with someone over text?
Uh-huh.
No.
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 Okay, so proven innocent.
Do I look 15 to you?
I don't know. I don't want the face.
No.
The face.
And can I use this opportunity to say something to grown-ass men? Do not, and women, but men especially, do not be asking a woman out by text message.
Okay, I agree.
My husband asked me out by text the first time.
Wow.
And I answered his text by calling him.
Now, were you married now? But before you were married, mm-hmm. Breaking up with somebody over text, you ever did that?
No. I'm too old for all that.
Okay.
You know, I grew up, you had to have game.
Okay, yeah.
So that was game pro and con. So if, you know, you're trying to get the lady, you know, you had to have the game, a little gift of gab. And if you breaking up, you got to be like, yo, baby, this loving ain't going nowhere. We got to slow down. We got to break apart. It ain't going to happen no more.
Game, you just gave y'all jewels.
You do the little breakup sex, which was always fun. You know, to say you had to romance a stone before you went home.
I like that romance the stone. Yeah. You know, I've never heard that. That was a great saying. Open someone else's mail. Oh, no.
A stranger or like?
Like someone, is this someone else's mail?
No. Proven innocent.
Okay, now this is something, especially now that we're done with that game. Let's get out of there before we find out something we don't want to know. Let's get out of there. All right, well, look, I think it's going to be a great show. Thanks a lot for the time. And Proven Innocent on Fox. Yeah,
you got to watch it.
Got to watch it. We promise we're not playing Proven Innocent anymore with her because I think it's some skeletons in that closet over there.
I might end up in jail.
Right, we don't want that to happen.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation. Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. Now, if your toddler suddenly starts talking like they spent a year or two in England, it's not because they're listening to 21 Savage. It might be due to this. It's the Peppa effect, a.k.a. Peppa the Pig. It's the children's cartoon which has non-British children developing British accents after watching too much of it. Now, many parents have shared their concerns on social media, blaming the TV show for causing a change in the way their children talk. Now, Eva, now, what would you do if your kids started talking in a British accent?
I think it'd actually be cute if my kids started talking in a British accent. But my kids watch, like, Motown Magic.
Okay.
So they speak in, like, jive. So it's a completely different accent.
Oh. Yeah, Peppa the Pig gets crazy run in the car,
right.
And just, Mommy, you said we was going to go to uni today. And you almost start talking like that because you hear it so much.
Right. Well, see, your kid should be used to it, though, because you're British head crack, so.
I'm British head crack because of Peppa the Pig. From all the years I've been having to listen to it in the car.
Oh, my goodness.
But, like, growing up, was there, like, a particular cartoon that in inspired y'all?
I'm a Tom and Jerry and Woody Woodpecker chick.
Like, I loved Mighty Mouse.
I was OD Transformers. Like, all day.
I loved Scooby-Doo, too. Velma, she reminded me so much of you, Brad. I loved her on the show, too.
Oh, that was shit.
Didn't Velma had on, like, glasses, and she had, like, a mushroom hairstyle?
Well, you usually wear your glasses sometimes.
And you remind me of Shaggy, bitch. Shady ass.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish
Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.